Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. I just got a call from your automated system to confirm my delivery for tomorrow, and your system gave me the wrong delivery address.
Uh-oh. Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
815-814-7445.
Okay, that was 815-814-7445. Is this correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Okay.
And the system is still searching.
Okay.
And I apologize for the delay.
I know, out of your control, it's okay.
Okay, I believe I have dislocated the order. Let's see here. This order is for Terrence Covington. Is this the correct address? 7012 Mojave Court, Plainfield, Illinois, 60586? Not? Okay.
It is not. That's my address, but that's not where the delivery should be.
Is the address still in Plainfield?
No, sir. It's Romeoville.
How far is Romeoville from Plainfield?
It's the next suburb over. It's the next suburb east of us.
Is it like a 10 or 15 minute drive?
About a 15, 20 minute drive.
Hmm.
And this is disheartening because I ordered this at the store. So, you know, for them to still screw it up, that's, yeah.
It may not cause a problem since it's not too far away. Like if the correct address was like, you know, 30 minutes to an hour away, then you'd probably have to reschedule. But if it's just, you know, a quick 15 to 20 minute drive, it probably won't cause an issue. So let me update the address to the absolute best of my ability, but first let me copy down the old address so I can note the incorrect address and then also note the correct address. Let's see here. It has to do with the installer's routing. So I think you're going to be okay.
Let's
see here. All right. Let's see here. And what is the... Wait, hold on. What is the correct address?
149 Mountain Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, Court.
Romeoville, R-O-M-E-O-V-I-L-L-E, Illinois.
Yes,
and the
sir.
Zip code?
60446.
Okay, I have 149 Mountain Laurel Court, Romeoville, Illinois, 60446.
That is correct.
Okay, I think you're going to be okay. Let's see here.
Okay.
And I'm showing that you're scheduled for the dishwasher installation on tomorrow with a 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. time frame. And let me go ahead and send an email over to the installation office to confirm the time frame and make them aware of the address update. Let's see here.
Okay.
And I believe, okay, so also let me confirm. The phone number on the order, of course, is 815-814-7445 with an email of terrance.covington@att.net. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see here. And your patience is greatly appreciated.
Oh, no problem. You're helping me. I would have been heartbroken if you all would have been ringing my doorbell tomorrow. Like, what? Why are you here? Hey.
Oh, I understand that. It won't be too much longer now.
Oh, no rush. Take your time.
Okay, I've sent that email over to the installation office. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, that was it, sir.
Okay. Well, I'd thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good day.
You as well, sir. Thank you again.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.